the Indianapolis jazz bassist and hip-hop producer Brandon Meeks is a key figure in the Indianapolis jazz scene. He's best known for his work with the saxophonist Rob Dixon and the hip-hop jazz trio Native Son. In 2015, Brandon received national attention when he played the role of jazz bassist Ron Carter in Miles Ahead, a Miles Davis biopic starring Don Cheadle. And Brandon made news recently when he was awarded a National Creative Capital Grant for Unsung Giants, a project he created to honor under-recognized Indiana jazz legends. I recently spoke with Brandon to learn more. Brandon, thank you so much for taking time to be here today.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me. It's always a pleasure.
I'm just going to jump right into this. You have some exciting news to share. You just received a Creative Capital Award. This is a prestigious national grant for artists. Tell us a little bit about this award you just received.
The award I received is called the Creative Capital State of the Art Prize. Each state gets one award for one artist in the state. So I won the award for Indiana. There were like 4,200 applicants, so it was pretty humbling to be chosen for that and have my work validated on that level. So it's been pretty cool. It's been quite a moment.
And you have a really interesting project that you're going to pursue with this grant. You're calling it Unsung Giants. Tell us a bit about this.
In addition to the Creative Capital Grant, I recently received a project grant from Indy Arts Council. And beyond that, for the last few years, I've been getting support from the Indianapolis Jazz Foundation to do a project called Third Sunday Jazz Concerts. And this year, I have a concept called Unsung Giants, Indiana's Hidden Jazz Stories Come Alive. And what this project is about honoring the overlooked Black Midwest jazz elders, particularly in Indiana. So I'm looking at some artists from my hometown of Gary, Indiana, as well as some of my mentors and elders here in Indianapolis. And I want to do some compositions based on their stories. So it'll be musical, cultural storytelling involved, along with some recorded excerpts from interviews that I'll do with them and kind of interweave those into some new compositions. And we want to just have a creative, innovative way of telling their story and pushing the culture forward while also honoring those elders that have maybe not be a part of the national conversation the way they should be, but, you know, we're going to do something about that.
Just speaking more broadly, how has the history and legacy of jazz music in Indiana shaped you as an artist?
Yeah, absolutely. One of my first jazz records that I ever purchased was Wes Montgomery, Guitar on the Go with Melvin Ryan on the organ. Even before I knew I was going to be a jazz musician, it was like, whoa, what is happening? Like, how is he doing this? And I want to learn how to do it. That was before I even moved to Indianapolis. And then once I moved down here in 2004 and was actually able to play with Melvin Ryan and meet like Clifford Ratliff and meet certain like Larry Clark and certain musicians that kind of came from that period, it's really been a privilege to be connected to such a rich historical lineage, you know, and doing what I can do to carry it forward. But this is definitely a point of inspiration.
Well, congratulations again on this award, and I'm excited to see the process of the project.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I appreciate all the work you do, Brandon. Thank you so much
for
being here.
Thank you as well, man.